AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Thousands of tourists are stranded in Sharm el-Sheikh, unable to return home because flights have been suspended due to security concerns. The Russian passenger jet that crashed last weekend had taken off from that Egyptian airport. Britain has sent a security team to determine what changes are needed to make travel safe. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond telling Sky News,
"We will have arrangements in place to bring people home safely at the end of their holidays. There's no need for people to leave ahead of schedule unless they wish to. If anybody wishes to leave early, we expect the airlines will arrange to bring them back early without surcharge."
Egyptian officials maintain there's nothing wrong with the facility. They also do not believe British and U.S. suspicions that a bomb brought down the plane. The Secret Service is now protecting the presidential campaigns of Ben Carson and Donald Trump. Homeland Security says it's authorized its agents to work on protective details for the two leading Republican presidential candidates. There's news about next week's GOP presidential debate.
The Fox Business Network has dealt a blow to the campaigns of Governor Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee by bumping them to the earlier debate, the so-called kiddie table, as they struggle to gain momentum in the early primary states. And because their support level is based at less than 1%, Senator Lindsey Graham and George Pataki will not appear in either debate.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Defense Secretary Carter has toured a forensics laboratory in Hawaii that's trying to positively identify human remains, which just hours earlier in Malaysia, he had saluted as they were returned to U.S. custody. The remains believed to be those of a crew member aboard a cargo plane that slammed into a mountainside in 1945 while flying from Singapore to Malaysia months after World War II ended. This is AP Radio News. Health officials in Washington and Oregon say 40 people are now on the list of people sickened by E. coli in an outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants. Oregon resident Chris Collins is one who got sick.
"It's hard for me to believe that I can go back to a place like Chipotle, even if they make strides to improve it, because the reality was is that there was waste in the food that I ate."
NASA's Mars-orbiting MAVEN spacecraft has discovered that the sun likely robbed the red planet of its once thick atmosphere and water. But the project's Bruce Joukowsky says those same concerns do not exist for planet Earth.
"Today, the rate of loss at Mars is low. During those times when the Earth might be losing atmosphere, the rate of loss would be low. So we don't have anything to worry about in terms of the Earth's atmosphere disappearing on us."
Ancient Mars, believed to have once been a moist, warm place, potentially capable of microscopic life. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.